Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Happy Thanksgiving Day, everybody. It's Thanksgiving Day 2013, and if it is, that means that the Small Business Advocate Show is live. I've done this now a live broadcast on Thanksgiving Day every year since 1997, and several of those Thanksgiving days, we've had the benefit and the blessing of being joined by our good friend Bob Dillerschneider. Bob is the founder and the chairman of the Dillerschneider Group, the author of many books, including Moses CEO, including A Time for Heroes, including 50 Plus, and on and on. One of the smartest guys I know, Bob Dillerschneider. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, what a privilege it is to be on the show on Thanksgiving Day. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for spending some time with us. Power and Influence is the last one, as I remember, Bob.
Power and Influence is the last one. I've got a new one coming on How to Get a Job. It'll come out in January.
All right. Well, we expect to launch it on the show.
But it's going to be no better than The Age of the Customer, which is written by a guy named Jim Blasingame, with a foreword from Steve Forbes. And anybody that doesn't get this book, who's trying to sell something to somebody else, better forget that they should hang it up.
Thank you.
Age of the Customer is a fantastic book.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. Bob's got an early copy, folks. You're going to be they're going to be available to you later in January. Bob, it's Thanksgiving Day, and Thanksgiving is the concept of Thanksgiving is not uniquely American, but the holiday is, isn't it?
The holiday is, and it's not celebrated in other parts of the world, but it was given the first velocity by George Washington, all the way up through Teddy Roosevelt. Everybody now, even in the White House, even Obama celebrates Thanksgiving. Boy, he needs to celebrate Thanksgiving.
He needs to find some things to be thankful for, doesn't he?
He certainly does. I mean, the fact the American public has still got a 40% approval rating of him, he should be thankful for.
Right.
It should be lower.
Yeah, I agree. So Thanksgiving Day was the first one that we know of, was 1621, the fall of 1621, between what was left of the Mayflower contingent and some Native Americans in those days, they probably didn't have turkeys. I'm told they probably were more likely ate lobster than seafood than they did the turkey and that kind of thing. But we've been celebrating ever since, and it became an official holiday. 100-something years ago.
It did, and of course the turkey has come to symbolize Thanksgiving. But you're right, the Pilgrims at the very outset of their time had seafood. They did have corn, by the way, because
mm-hmm.
corn is a unique fixture in American life, and they did have potatoes, but they did not really have turkeys the way we know them today.
Right, exactly. Bob, what are your early Thanksgiving memories?
Well, my early Thanksgiving memories are sitting around a table a la Norman Rockwell with my family celebrating the holiday and seeing my mom and dad take a moment at the start of the meal to say a quiet prayer to give thanks for all we've got because we are so lucky in this country. I mean, as you know, Jim, I go around the world. You do too. And it doesn't get much better than it here. We are challenged now. We've got to make sure that we don't lose it, but we still have a pretty good situation.
With all of our challenges and all of the things that I'm worried about, and I know you're worried about, Bob, we really need to put things in perspective, don't we, considering, the Chinese, as much as we think of the Chinese, as China as being, you know, a threat to us, they're in a lot more difficult situation than we are, and on so many levels. And people are, we just really we don't have to look very far to find things to be thankful for in America, do we?
Most of us are going to sit down to a nice Thanksgiving meal with turkey and the trimmings today. People in Karachi, in Pakistan, in New Delhi, in India, in Iran, Iraq, even in Western Europe, they're not going to do that. They don't have the wherewithal to make that happen. So we are very lucky. We're a strong country. we need to remain strong. It is extremely important. I give high marks to those people that want to support our men and women who are defending us overseas, because they're doing something very important for us.
Well, that's thank you for bringing that up, Bob, because that's we certainly want to say to extend our thanks and our gratefulness, a grateful nation to our men and women in harm's way, but also the early responders here in the country, Bob, who are working a shift right now, the firefighters, the police officers, the emergency personnel that are prepared at a moment's notice, even as we speak somewhere in America, running toward a 911 call while the rest of us are running away. We come back. I'm going to get Bob to share some more thoughts on what we got to do in America to get a little bit more back on track, especially with our economy, with our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.